High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Daniel Israel, good afternoon to you. How are you this afternoon?
Hi, Simon. Great. How are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. So, Daniel, the issue we're going to chat about today is anxiety and mental health. And I'm just thinking, wow, it's been a long innings. It's been a much longer innings than any of us could have imagined back in March. This must be taking a massive toll. Are you seeing this from a mental health perspective and anxiety on your patients?
Absolutely, Simon. Interestingly, I mean, we at the beginning of COVID, we saw a lot of anxiety. And we thought that it would be short-lived, as you know, none of us knew that this was going to go on for as long as it has. But what's really interesting is if you speak to the people who process the claims from general practitioners, the diagnosis codes for anxiety and depression have largely gone up this year and still remain up. So every day GPs are seeing more anxiety cases than they would normally at this time of the year. And interestingly, less normal things, so less respiratory tract infections and gastros, and because of all the social distancing. But I mean, the pertinent point here is that even though we're in lockdown one, I think that people are still suffering a lot from the effects of the social isolation of COVID.
Daniel, are you seeing it more in particular age groups? Are older people suffering from this more than, say, younger people with kids who are too busy to think about being anxious or depressed, or is it across the board?
So, Simon, I break it into three groups. The elderly are quite challenged from loneliness. I think that,
makes sense. Yeah.
You know, the biggest, being older and vulnerable, the responsible ones, who are most of them, especially in our community, have taken the decision to stay at home and to not be exposed. But what's come with that is a lot of loneliness. And we all know that the social interaction often is a very good antidote to depression or to mild depression. So we're seeing a lot of that in our practice. Middle-aged people are, they're less impacted from that perspective, but we're seeing a lot more anxiety related to financial challenges and just challenges in keeping a normal lifestyle going for their children despite these pressures. And young people, interestingly, are also impacted. You would think that it's, you know, the young people are more immune, but we're seeing teenagers and young adults impacted because they're used to their social interaction being their ballpark as to, you know, their place where they can express themselves and their point of relativity as to how to, you know, interact in the world. And that's been taken away from them because there's no social arrangements and no big events. And, you know, we're actually seeing that a lot and needing to refer people for counseling to help them to get through this long stretch ahead.
So, Daniel, I'm going to end it on this question. I'm not sure if it's answerable or not, but at what point should somebody go and see their GP if they feel that this burden of anxiety is just something that is affecting their ability to function? Maybe that's the answer.
I think that is the answer. It's the ability to function. So it's quite, I would say, as I say to my patients, it's quite normal at the moment not to feel okay amongst all of this. I think that if one said everything's completely normal despite a huge change in lifestyle, then that might in itself be a problem. But if you're in a space where you have these new restrictions and you're actually finding on a daily basis that many times in the day you're checking in with yourself and saying, you know, am I coping, and you're questioning it, and you're, particularly if it's affecting your sleep, your appetite, your interest in doing things that are not particularly work or school related, then that really could be a sign that you're suffering from an underlying or anxiety and depression, or one that's reactive. And it doesn't mean that you necessarily need medication, but it certainly means that you need someone objective to monitor you, and you might need a bit of counseling. And this is something that we really need to focus on as much as we do the physical aspects of COVID.
Daniel Israel, thank you so much for your input yesterday and today, and we look forward to some more from you tomorrow.
Great, Simon. Have a good RV.